Shalom, this is Billy Brimmon, the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, and today we are offering you a Billy Brimm classic, one that was made years ago in my ministry. I trust it'll bless you.
In sometime in the 1970s, the Lord visited me in a special way, and He said, I want you to preach that Jesus is coming soon. And I said, Lord, I don't hear people in my circles preaching that Jesus is coming soon. He said, I didn't want you to preach it because they are saying that He is coming soon. I want you to preach it because I am saying that I am coming soon. And so, go with me to the last page of the book. And this is Revelation chapter 22. When you take a class in debate or in preaching sermons, hermeneutics, homiletics, whatever, they tell you, if you're writing a book, whatever, what you want the people to remember, you say to them last. Lawyers sum up a case before the jury. What they want them to remember. Here is what our Lord and Savior said to us with His last words, as recorded in this book. Revelation 22 and verse 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. Here we see that He's coming quickly, and that when He comes, He will have rewards. And those rewards He will pass out to us with job assignments for the next age and the ages to come. You won't just be floating on a cloud. You'll help Him develop everything. The Lord showed me He that did not waste 12 baskets of leftover fishes and bread will not waste a planet out in the universe. Will not waste creation, which is expanding fast at the speed of light at least. It is all to be developed, and I shall be there traveling as I am now, but in a much wider scope as I'm working with the Lord, and I believe that I'll have a job assignment along those lines. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Some people say they're going to come back and reign over Arkansas. Honey, get you a bigger vision than that. We're talking about eternity future. Bless the Lord. And a big God. And a little time left here to complete our assignment and be ready for the passing out of job assignments. He shall give, it says here, to every man according as his work shall be. That's the job assignment for the future. This is Jesus talking. Verse 16, He says, I, Jesus. In verse 7, He said, behold, I come quickly. And here in verse 20, He says, He that testifies these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. And our answer is supposed to be, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Not wait a little longer, Lord Jesus. Put it off a little longer, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. But come quickly. Everything that we are seeing today is a sign of the soon coming of the Lord. When I preach on judgment is coming to Iraq like I did this morning, it is simply a sign of the soon coming of the Lord as the judgments of the nations come. When I preach on what's happening with Jerusalem, what's happening with the Jews, the glory in the church, every one of those messages has to do with Jesus is coming very soon. Hallelujah. It is written. But at the same time that the Lord said to me in 1970, I want you to preach that Jesus is coming soon, and he said to me the other things I've told you there, he also told me, I want you to preach that the church is the bride of Christ. Well, I haven't done that. Little bit. Threw it in extra. But one of the reasons I didn't preach that is that one of my mentors in things of the last days preached the opposite of that, that the church was not the bride of Christ. And so I quick ran to some other mentors, one of them being Sister Wilkerson, and I said, Sister Wilkerson, you're going to have to preach now that the church is the bride. And I told her what had happened, and she said, oh yes, I certainly will preach that, but you're going to have to preach that because the Lord told you to preach that. Hallelujah. Now, I've been around long enough that I knew some old timers that are not on the scene right now. Once I was with Martha and Ralph, who were right here, the Kennedys from Augusta, and we were in a car with Gloria and Kenneth Copeland going to meetings. That's a fivesome that often goes around together. And our chauffeur is Ralph Kennedy. We three ladies usually sit in the back, Kenneth Copeland and Ralph sit in the front. And we go from meeting to meeting, and it's just like we take up, you know, where we left off at the next meeting. We have wonderful fellowship. And I was lamenting in the back seat how we missed some of the old-timers, how I missed them being at the meetings, how I missed Sister Wilkerson, how I missed Mama and Papa Goodwin, how I missed Brother Halverson. Just missed these old-timers. And Brother Ralph turned around from the front seat to the back and looked at me and said, Billy, did it ever occur to you that now we're the old-timers? And Sister Gloria said, never in the history of the church have the old-timers been so young. But one of those old-timers that I loved so much was Papa Goodwin and Mama Goodwin. And did any of you ever hear them minister? You did. Bless the Lord, you did. You have not heard tongues and interpretation if you didn't hear them. They are the epitome. Tongues and interpretation through them was on a high, high order, and anything I've ever heard since is far, I wouldn't say below, but just not to the degree of anointing. And I so long to hear that again. Mama Goodwin lived and walked in that spirit every day. You read in Brother Hagin's books how he'd drive 500 miles to pray with them because the Lord would speak. She'd have visions. She'd see things. And then she'd speak with tongues and Papa would interpret. And Papa was a studious man. He knew he had been an engineer and I think a petroleum engineer, and he knew that word. He was a brilliant man. Now, Papa and Mama, when I was first working for Brother Hagin back in the 70s, early 70s, they would come up to Tulsa to our offices, and we didn't have very many employees then. I was employee number 12 at Kenneth Hagin Ministries. When I first knew him, he had four employees, Brother and Sister Hagin and the daughter, Patsy, and her husband, Buddy. So I've watched that grow and been a part of that growth, and it was wonderful. But I saw a lot of these dear old ones, and Brother Papa Goodwin, when he came into the offices, he would come to my desk and he would start teaching me. And I didn't even ask him to teach me. He just came over and started teaching me. He'd say, today I'm going to teach you about, I remember one thing was, today I'm going to teach you about nakedness. He said, now, God hates nakedness. And he took me through the Bible, different things that happened. And he said, Satan at the end, he said, I probably won't be here to see it, but he said, Satan at the end is just going to try to make everybody disrobe and nakedness prevail. You know, he wasn't too far from wrong, right, wrong, whatever. So that was one thing he did. Now, Mama told me later, Mama Goodwin lived a long time after he went to heaven, and she said that Papa told her there were two girls. Papa told her that there were two girls that the Lord said to him he wants to use and for him to teach them. And she said every time he was around you two, he would go and teach you. And the other girl was Marilyn Hickey. So, glory to God, God had us our little teacher running around. Now, Papa, here's something great that I learned from Papa. He walked up to my desk one day and he said, you are going to learn the most from people who differ with you. He said, the people who think just like you think, you're just going to be amen to each other. But he said, someone who thinks differently or sees the scriptures differently, you're going to learn the most from them if you are an honest man or person. Because you will do one of two things. You will, if you're honest, they will drive you to the scriptures. And in the scriptures, you will find out, you will study your subject, and you will find out if they're right, then you're better off because you'll change to believe like they do. But if you're right, you will strengthen your position and you will be stronger. He said, never fall out with people who don't see things the same way you do. And those old-timers somehow could agree to disagree. He said, for instance, take me and Kenneth. He said, there's some things he believes, I don't hardly see how he can believe them. And it had to do with the pre-Adamic civilization and things, some other things. And he said, there's some things I believe that he doesn't see how I can believe them. But he said, I have no greater friend in the gospel. I have no one I'd rather discuss the Word of God with. But you know, I haven't seen a lot of that through the years. I've seen something opposite almost, that if you didn't believe just down the line like I do, we'll cut you to death with the Word of God right here. We'll slice your feet off and you'll be about 2 feet shorter, you know. And then we won't have any fellowship. I'll worship over here and you worship over there. Well, one thing I'm seeing is that though we have our companies, and you know, the Lord told me in the glorious church, I'm going to tell you that he talked to me at that time about the glorious church. And he told me in the glorious church there are glorious connections. And there are people that you are connected with for divine apostolic work. And it will work like the fingers on a glove. And you'll be like the hand in the body of Christ, for instance. And those folks you work with best. But you don't cut yourself off. You're not a hand floating out in midair. You're in the body. And that hand scratches the back over here. And that hand rubs the feet down here. We're in the same body. Bless the Lord. And unity in the body is of the Spirit. This is something God told me one time. We are one right now. We don't have to get one. We are one right this very minute. We need to start living more like it and recognizing it. But once I had been to Finland, I'm on my way to Finland right now, and then I'm going into Russia. But that was our door then into Russia, Soviet KGB Russia. And we'd been over there. This was in about 1980, 81. And some new churches had started, and there was a big unity movement in Finland. And I have never seen Christians fight like they do in Finland. Never. I pray to God they're over it now, but they used to do it.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim. I hope you enjoyed the classic that you heard today. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 if you would like to have a copy of it on CD. Shalom, shalom.